I was recently feeling a little sorry for myself and my newspaper colleagues, so I typed the word wagon makers in an online search bar. Wagon makers to go on strike in 3 days, a headline said. Maybe my theory about wagon makers and newspaper writers was wrong. I clicked on the headline. The story ran March 23, 1888. Maybe my theory wasn't wrong. After spending more than 30 years writing for newspapers, I'm feeling a little like a wagon maker in the 1920s. In other words, I'm feeling like the days of papers are numbered. News of layoffs and cutbacks in newsrooms doesn't compete with stories about global warming, wars, or Paris Hilton's latest antics. Paradoxically, newspapers are a major reason we know about those events. At least they were. Increasingly, people are going online to get their news, to look for an apartment or sell a car. Faced with the loss of readers and declining revenues, papers are slashing their staffs. Laid-off veteran newspaper journalists find they don't have the skills to compete with recent web-savvy college graduates, wagon makers applying for jobs at auto manufacturing plants. The obituary for newspapers has been written before, when radio and then television came on the scene. Each time it was premature. Maybe it is again. Some experts say as long as newspapers are attractive investments to big money moguls, they aren't dying. But looking around at the consolidations and shrinking newsrooms, it's not the industry I've known for the last 3 decades. People will always want news. The question is, will they get it from a newspaper? Some worry the specialized sources of information popular on the web will lead to a more polarized citizenry, insulated from other points of view and interests. For sure, newspapers haven't been ideal. I've been critical of their failure to reflect the increasing diversity of the population. Either way, it sure feels like we'll be using the past tense when we talk about them. I can't imagine a world where people don't read the paper with their morning coffee. That's about as basic as hitching up the horses to a wagon when you want to go to town. With a perspective, this is Brenda Payton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.